I
mean,
think that I remember hearing something though about. Oh, look at that.
are we getting Hanks? Do you want some? Are we getting?
We are getting
We
Hanks.
are. Oh
Are you still ordering food?
That is hilarious.
Yes. I do want Hanks.
What is
and
Hanks?
I would
That's
like
a bagel.
A
Do you guys want a bagel?
Toasted.
Welcome
bagel?
To our podcast.
A toasted
you
poppy
want a bagel?
Seed bagel.
No, you love a bagel.
With cream cheese
I'm not
and
I'm telling
sliced
you that you want a bagel.
Here's what I saw. You want a bagel? I was like, okay.
Tomato and cream cheese.
Can I have a bagel?
Yeah, of course.
May I have a plain bagel toasted with cream cheese? This is really nice.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time with
Raven
and me, Miranda. Today on the podcast, we're joined by Sasheer Zamata and
Nicole Byer,
the ghost of Nicole Byer. Nicole is running late and
we have shit to do, so yeah. We have to start.
So we're starting. Anyway,
but I'm really
hey guys.
Hey.
You guys have done this before, right?
Never.
No. This is our first time.
This is so exciting because both of you have been on our podcast
yes,
separately.
That's true.
But now you two are both coming on together because you have a podcast together.
Yeah. It's nice to be together.
Yeah. It's so cute to see you guys together.
I know.
It's so rare that we actually get to see you guys together. Love that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yes.
For coming.
Yes.
Always
yeah,
a joy
back.
To hang out with you guys.
Fun to have you back.
Yeah. Since Nicole's running a little late.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love.
Oh my
God! Yes,
yes,
yes. Nicole.
Sorry.
Speak of the devil.
I was just wandering around. There's nobody at the front. So.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, she was lost. She was wandering.
But also, I was late, so
that's all right.
We started.
Great.
The ghost of Nicole Byer's here.
She made
the
it.
Woman.
I made it.
It's
so cute.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We were just saying that we were so happy to have both of you together because we've had both of you individually, but now we get double trouble.
Yes.
And that's awesome.
Double trouble.
We get the doppelgangers.
And you guys are, yes. You want to talk about that, babes?
No, I'm just saying we get the doppelgangers.
Yeah, you guys had a show at UCB.
We had an improv group called Doppelgangers because we were just a handful of Black women.
And they all look the same.
In a sea of different faces at UCB, and people kept confusing us for each other. So we thought it'd be funny to have a group actually called Doppelganger.
And it was great.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Well, I guess through improv. I had we both had the same improv teacher, but at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked to put together a mashup group of female performers, and she asked us to be on the team. And we performed together and kind of just, like, were enamored with each other.
Yeah. I just remember, because we've told this story a couple of times,
yeah.
But I remember you were wearing goldenrod and teal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, what a combo. And then she had, like, a fro, and I was like, wow, no relaxer. And then I was like, wow, also pretty? Won't be funny. Then she was really funny. And I was like, huh. I think I want to be her friend. And then I sought her out to be her friend.
I love that.
And it worked.
Got it.
Yeah.
You had to pursue.
Yes.
And did it take you a while to warm up? Or
no,
you...
not at all. I think pretty immediately I was like, I like her.
That's how I felt about Miranda.
Yeah.
I like her.
Well, you know, you know.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Nicole, you're giving the most NYC vibes right now.
Totally.
Ooh,
like,
you
got your door knockers on. Yeah. Your nails are out here
the
popping.
Nails.
Well, that's the inspiration. Just like a lady from Harlem. In the summer.
Yes.
So
giving.
Thank you for getting it.
You're giving it.
You're
right
really
now.
Giving it.
She's on a jewelry journey right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear about this jewelry journey.
I don't even know how it started. But I was like, I want to wear jewelry. You wear a lot of jewelry, and you travel with jewelry, and that blows my mind.
Oh.
Is it a separate bag?
Yeah, it's a little jewelry bag, or like a jewelry roll-up. But also, I wear a lot of, like, thrift finds or, like, costume jewelry that if I lost it, it wouldn't be, like, heartbreaking.
That was going to be my question.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, is it not precious
yeah.
in that way?
Yeah. So have you taken her shopping for this?
Have we actually haven't gone jewelry shopping, no.
No, but we need to.
We need to.
But I... So now I wear watches. They don't work.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't matter.
That's what your phone is for.
I'm not using it to tell the time. And then I went to this jewelry store in the jewelry district, and I found some stuff. And then that's from New York. That's from the West Side. This is from Chicago. This, I think, was my mom's. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I just went through her jewelry and was like, oh, more jewels. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just want to be jeweled at all times.
Yeah, I love that. Decorated.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went through that vibe and I wanted all the piercings. And then I started having allergies to everything. And then I had to go like no jewelry, which is such a bummer. I feel so unornamented. Yeah. And I feel like jewelry is so pretty and it's such a good conversation piece. And mm-hmm. I love when people have, like, you have great hands this year. I think you have such pretty hands. And then your rings are so great.
Oh, these?
And your hands are great too. But I just like it instantly, yeah, these. I just think it's, you have great hands too, babe.
I have baby hands.
But I just love, like, I love
what she loves
so
is showing off her ring. That's what she loves.
Oh, yeah. See it. Show it up.
Well.
That's what she loves.
That is stunning.
I mean, I love my rings, but I love jewelry, period.
Like, yeah. You can't wear gold in your ears?
I had gold in my ears.
She's an expensive human. But she has to wear the highest level of jewelry for it to work.
Because I feel like gold is the one that is okay for everybody as long as it's like 14 karat and above.
Yeah, I know. And then I had gold in my ears and that started creating issue. I had, I think I had a platinum earring in my ear and that was it. Mm-hmm. Just a bummer.
I'm sorry. Dang.
How many piercings do you have in your ears?
This is 5 and then that's 3. Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I didn't even it out.
I have 8. I have 8 in each.
Oh yeah,
she's ridiculous. Really really I wanna move topics a little bit
from jewelry
to dicks. So
there's one in my ear. Back to jewelry.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait.
Are you serious? Oh my god. It's a Vivian Westwood.
Nicole, you've had that in your ear for a while because mm-hmm. that was in your ear when you were on the pod last time.
It's been in my ear for years.
Oh my gosh, dick in
the ear. I take her out. I clean her.
Put her back in.
Does she have a spot on the PDF doc that you own?
No, because penis that is just human beings with penises that have been inside me. This one's doing great.
Oh. That's inside you too.
Okay, it's organization. Organization of all dicks that have been inside you.
Could you explain this, please?
No photos. That would be so rude.
Mm. That would be rude. Okay.
Well, just to be like, after the fact, be like, for my documents.
You're like, 1 second, please.
Men would do that all day, though. You know that.
I know.
I'm taking data.
It's for my research. But it's just a Microsoft Word document of everybody I've ever kissed or slept with. I write about the experience. There's no, like, ratings or anything. Oh. I'll just be like, nice time, big long dick, short dick. Nice time.
Do you ever go back and be like, wow, revisit? Like,
no.
Okay.
No, I don't think I've ever, like, well, someone I'm dating continuously, they have multiple entries.
Oh, every time?
Every time they get shorter or longer?
No, every time I sleep with them.
Every time.
And I'll say what the experience
was
like.
How long is this document?
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Where did you get this idea from?
Her brain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
just
awesome.
The brain.
Babes, I'm going to start doing that with us.
Okay. Does that go back to day one? Like, I was 7 years old and had my first kiss.
That's crazy. You were 7?
Well, no. I just threw out a number.
You were 7?
I wasn't, but I thought maybe you were.
No.
Wow.
Like, no, you know, I don't know how old I was. I don't remember. 10? But I believe it's in the document. I think.
Oh my gosh. Do you use this for stand-up, or do you really just use... This is just for you.
This is just her life.
Some things just have to be for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. That's good to know.
So, Shira, do you have any kind of documents?
I actually do have a document, but I don't think it's every single sexual encounter. But I have... I guess maybe it was, like, each person, like, how we met or what, like, what the initial hookup was. But I don't think it says in-depth.
When I started messing with people, I made sure I remembered every name. I didn't start a document, but I wanted to have a tattoo charm bracelet. Mm-hmm. And every single time I slept with somebody, I wanted to put charms on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't do that.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
I still might.
Okay.
You guys, but it's not that bad.
3 charms
I'm
say is
it.
Just like...
No.
3 charms?
I don't think you should.
First of all, y'all know me like that, okay? I want to treat.
She got 3 charms.
I'm going to do one for the males and for the females.
You really want to do that, babe?
No, that's
Why?
What I did that back in the day. Because for me, it was like, don't go past the amount of charms you can actually put on this charm bracelet. Mm. You know what?
Well, that's when you start a second tier. I got two bracelets on.
But I'm also like, is that a fine line tattoo? Is that thick?
No,
like,
back
come on
in the,
now.
When I wanted it, it wasn't fine line. Fine lines weren't in style. This was like back in the day with the big, whatever. Anyway, didn't happen. Didn't happen.
You said you still want it, though.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know if I would want that on me. I don't have a document. I can remember everything. My document is up here, filed away.
That's dangerous because you can change that at any time and nobody has actual record of it.
Who wants actual record of who I slept with? Why?
all of our hands are raised.
And there's no, and if I had a document, then it would be proof. But if I just told you here, it would be the same names.
I need receipts.
Yeah, but if you wrote it down, it was more thoughtful and that means more accurate.
And I have forgotten
who I slept with.
Each other. I have forgotten who you slept with all the time.
Because there's no document.
No, but we've like read our documents to each other. And I was like, oh, that happened. And it's not like, because also like the list is not long, but it's also just like, it was a long time ago. And for some reason, I don't want to forget. Not that it matters, but I kind of just want to have the memory.
Are you guys one night stand people?
I was.
I have had one night stands, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh. Yeah, neither of us.
I mean, technically a full one night stand. It wasn't full, but I never saw the person again. It wasn't a follow through.
Okay.
It was just a hookup?
It was just like a half hookup.
Oh, wait, the socks?
The socks. Mm-hmm. There was a socks moment.
The socks.
If something happened, listen, it was a one night moment. I'll tell the whole story really quick. Really make sure when you meet people and they have similar names as other friends you have, you make sure that you give them another name in your phone. This was a long time ago, way before 2020. I was like, hey, I miss you. What's going on? She's like, oh, hi. I was like, hey, let's meet up. Like, really thinking this is somebody else. And it was a girl that I met at the club one day.
And then that person shows up and she's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
But it's because they had the same name.
That's very funny.
But I went through the night, all the way through the night, and I got socks after it.
Does that mean you got socks after it?
She sent me a present of socks. I got a pair. She was like, you're really, here you go. I was like, thanks.
They're my socks. Nice.
It's very nice.
That is nice.
And then there was like one other time, but I didn't follow through either. Something about one night stands. Name your best one night stand.
It was like a friend of a friend who was in town in New York for the night or the weekend or something. And we all, like, went to a bar and then went to a club. And we're all just, like, dancing. It was, like, really fun. And then ended up back at my friend's place. And then he and I went to the roof of the building and hooked up there.
Rooftop.
I was also, like, still new to New York. So I was like, wow, the big city. Like, looking at the skyline from Brooklyn, like, wow, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
That's beautiful.
It was really beautiful.
So funny. Yeah.
Oh,
did he call you after? Or is it really a one night stand?
Well, I guess it was kind of a one night stand because it was like he doesn't live there. So it was kind of an understanding of like, this was nice, but like, I'm not going to see you again.
Oh, I like that. Okay. It was it was a gentle one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
a rooftop.
Yeah.
Nicole. I hear you. She's going through the Rolodex.
She's like, I wish I had.
Well, I'm trying to think of like a good, like an appropriate one.
Ooh.
I once was out with my old roommate, Jen. And we were at a bar, I think it's called Rudy's. It's in Midtown in New York. And we met these boys who ended up being brothers who had just recently reconnected.
Oh, wow.
And had, like, moved to New York together.
This is the beginning of their movie.
Yes.
Truly.
And it was, like, very fresh because they, like, didn't really know each other. So they were, like, kind of awkward talking to one another. And then they're like, let's bring these ladies home. And they lived in an apartment where the shower was in the kitchen and they had bunk beds.
Mm-hmm. Wow, brothers.
We're going to do it all the way. We're going to our missing childhood.
And I blew him in the bathroom of the bar and then tried to blow him at his home. And then we tried to have sex, but he couldn't keep it hard, which is like, you got a lot on your mind.
Yeah.
Your new brother's just around the riverbend.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a pie in the oven and the shower's not hot right now. Like, there's a lot going on.
Too much going on. But that was probably the silliest one.
Love that for you.
And it was the Lawrence brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh. I thought.
Joey and Martin.
Joey and Martin. Joey Lawrence and Martin Lawrence.
That's the famous Lawrence brothers.
The famous Lawrence brothers. And Martin was definitely the one who couldn't keep it up, right?
I said Joey, then I was like, I know that's one, and I simply don't know the other.
That's really funny.
Wow. Matt, that's Andy. Really good. You guys lived in New York at the same time.
We did.
And is that where you met
yes.
each other? Okay, mm-hmm. got it. Mm-hmm. So what was New York like? Did you have crazy stories, subway stories?
I feel like our New York experience was more silly than messy. Yeah. Like, we just were, like, improvising all the mm-hmm. time, mm-hmm. doing improv classes, going to improv shows, doing improv shows. We would, like, meet each other in Midtown and, like, get lunch and then go to a commercial audition that mm-hmm. we were both asked to do. And, yeah.
You guys were, like, sisterly. You guys yeah. were, like, really mm-hmm. growing friendship. Can you guys watch something for a second? What is this?
What is up? Oh, my God. Ooh, a watch.
You were watching
my God. Too. I was in a bracelet era.
Oh yeah, my you gosh. Had many bracelets then.
Definitely silly. Who's that person?
Some random person.
Look at the random person though. That is killing me that this person, he's like
like, what are they doing?
And she's back to looking.
One step.
That was like a really fun era where we could just do whatever we wanted. I mean, we still can do whatever we want, but just like, if we had an idea, we'd be yeah. like, do you want to try to film this? And just yeah. like, do it. And mm-hmm. then we...
Early YouTube.
Early YouTube.
Do you guys yeah. miss that now that you're both like Netflix and Disney queens? Do you feel like you have to be more aware of your comedy because of all the titles and brands and franchises that you've been a part of?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, do you mean content-wise or like...
I mean content-wise, I mean the fact that you... You can do whatever you want, but have you just randomly filmed with a friend in a subway the quick off?
No.
Do you feel like you have to be more intentional now?
It does feel intentional. It feels like if we have an idea, it's like, well, should we pitch it to somebody?
Yes.
Should right. we film it and then see if someone else wants to give us more money to make yes. it a bigger thing? Which is great and also like wonderful that we're in a place where we can access people like mm-hmm. that. But also, yeah, I guess the like more spontaneous like energy that we used to have
yeah
isn't there as much
because it's like sure we could do that but that is job
that could be job
so
could be job
why make job free for people to see if we yeah. can okay, yeah. make it into
yeah.
money and job
yeah
I do miss the like oh what if we did this and then did it
yeah
what I see actually is the wheels turning, babe.
Yeah, we're like, maybe we can.
Yeah. Maybe we just put up YouTube videos.
Listen, straight to your bank account.
You can monetize it.
You can monetize it all day.
Yeah.
I want to go back into our childhoods a little bit, but I'm going to start with you, Sashir. One of my favorite stories of yours is the banana story, but we're not going to go there. Go watch the other
episode of that.
I'm going to just throw something out there and see what you do with it. Epitome. Spell it.
E-P-I-T-O-M-E. Epitome?
Syzygy. Syzygy.
Syzygy.
Syzygy.
You might have to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Yeah, let me give you the definition.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the definition. A conjunction or opposition, especially of the moon with the sun. Very lesbian.
It's a noun. A noun.
Mm-hmm.
Syzygy.
Origin, early 17th century. Latin. Nicole, you can try it too.
Syzygy?
Syzygy.
S-Z-A-G.
No.
Syzygy. Syzygy. I want to say C for some reason, but I don't know if that's right.
It is an S.
It's an S, okay.
Mm-hmm.
S.
Y? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Z-O-G-E?
Close.
You want to give it to her?
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
Oh, that's a fun word.
That's a funky one.
That's fun.
The reason I asked is because for those who don't know, she competed in the Hoosier State Spell Bowl.
This is true.
What did you win? Or did you
did
not?
You win?
Did you lose ribbons? With Syzygy?
I can't. I really can't remember what the words were. But yeah, I was on the spelling team at my school. And then we did really well.
Wow. I love that for That's, you.
Raven and I both are sitting here like, damn, because neither of us can spell.
I can't spell for shit.
No. I mean, my skill has definitely decreased because autocorrect is just a thing and no one cares about spelling anymore. So.
That's true.
Yeah. Thanks for taking me back.
Anytime. I want to take you back, Nicole. Okay. Maybe not to your childhood, but to your love for Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Why do you love Guy so much? I love Guy, too.
I just like someone who lives authentically like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Spiky hair.
Yeah.
That hasn't been in fashion in a really long time, but he's dedicated to it. I love a man who wears flames.
Mm.
I love in the intro of Diners Dive. What is it? Diners
Drive-ins and Dives. Yeah.
That he's screaming in the intro in a convertible. He's mic'd. He doesn't need to scream.
But he does.
But I love that so much.
Yeah.
And I love that everywhere he goes, he's like, oh, man. Oh, that's so good. But when he goes to a vegan place, he's like, hey, all right, we did it here.
Yeah,
and I think that's so funny.
He has such strong tells of things he does not like.
Yes.
I also find Guy to be such an interesting, wild character. And I really thought it was interesting. I played this game with myself once because Anne Burrell, who is no longer with us, rest in peace, Anne Burrell, but she and Guy Fieri looked like the same person. They were doppelgangers. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No. Worst Cooks in America. She had spiky blonde hair.
Oh, yes.
Anne Burrell and Guy looked the same.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who else on Food Network looks the same? And I spent like hours in my mind. I'm like, who is the person that is most like, could you take Mario Batali and put Bobby Flay together? Like Giada and I don't know, what was the dessert lady? That
Nigella?
We used to watch? No. But like Ina and Nigella, like they kind of could meld into the same. It was a really fun
That's
game
very
that I played
funny.
By myself.
And you had multiple results?
Yeah, in my
She
my
didn't
own.
Write
Did
it
you
down.
Write them down?
It's disappeared.
Yeah, in my own brain. I was like, oh no, Emerald and Mario, like they could cross over into
okay,
the same.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, there really is this.
Doppelgangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, back to you, Sashir. If I were to go on any airline, would it be Jet Black Airline?
Do you need help?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Yes.
Yes? Can you explain?
Let's
can you
let's
explain
help her,
Jet Black?
Let's help her out. Let's Thank help you. Her out.
Oh, okay.
Wow, good memory.
It's because I lived with John for so long.
Yeah.
I didn't have to remember.
It's because she wrote it down.
Hello, and thank you for flying Jet Black, where we mean high fashion. Please look in the suede seat pocket in front of you for this season's hottest safety manual.
This is John Millhiser's sketch. John Millhiser used to live with Nicole, and we were on a sketch team together, and also our first year at SNL was at the same time.
Oh, I love that.
But John also is someone who embodied, like, I'm just going to make something.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea, and I'm going to make it.
He's done in the upright position.
Oh my God.
I feel that is the essence of YouTube. I feel like YouTube got away from that in general because nowadays it has to be topped with production and you're doing pretty much another television show on YouTube.
Yeah.
But that is what got YouTube to where it was.
Yeah,
just right off the bat, bad lighting, whatever you have in your closet and somebody that thinks they're a cinematographer. You know what I mean? Okay, so do you think that I would be on Jet Black Airlines?
I think so. What was it, for models?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're all on
Jet
Black.
No, I was asking about me.
Oh, no. We all literally just said we were on.
All of us.
Was SNL always the goal?
Yeah. For a long time, it was. Yeah. When I was younger, I loved sketch shows. I loved Mad TV. I loved SNL. Also, just comedy in general. Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I had no idea how those people got to those shows, but I, like, didn't really think about it. And then when I did improv in college, and then when I moved to New York, started doing improv, and then I started noticing that the people who were doing improv at the same theater were getting those jobs, and I was like, oh, this is where you start. And so taking improv classes and sketch classes and writing classes, and then like the producers from SNL would come to the shows. And Anthony King, who was the artistic director of UCB when we were there, told a producer to come watch Doppelganger, to watch our group, because we were making a splash on the scene, and it was really cool. And they asked us to audition, and we auditioned multiple years in a row. And then, yeah, I there was a moment where I was like, if it happens, cool. And then I had a friend that was like, say it. Like, yeah. If you want to actually say it. And I was like, yeah, I actually do want this job. And then I do feel like there was, like, a shift. And, yeah.
Nicole, for you, was it the goal to eat other people's bad food?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was at UCB at the time. Anthony King was the artistic director. And he would bring producers from Netflix. It didn't exist yet.
Yeah. And... Sorry, I had to.
I was right there. But you know what is funny is that was your goal.
First of all, let me just say this. You know, we're friends. We're friends. Mm-hmm. I love the family. I never watched SNL. I'm gonna be 100. I was a Mad TV fan. But let me tell you what I did watch every goddamn day, every episode, every moment. And pissed nobody called me to be on that goddamn stage. That's my show.
Now that
first of all,
you should have called.
But let me just sing praises really fast. To see a black woman on Netflix host a show with the Chocolate King.
Yes. Remember that?
Yes. I mean, obviously. And doing something that I was jealous. I was like, I could have gone out for that. But I'm so happy I saw you. I'm so happy that you came through every single episode the way that you did. And it made me go, thank God. Right? Because it could have been Amy. It could have been, you know, Jessica could be, you know what I mean? But you showed up and you made me so happy. I watched you religiously.
Oh, thank you.
I really did. I loved it. Love I love you show. And I love your humanity. You know, I love your show. Yeah.
But Nailed It was my shit. I just wanted to say.
But we were also such Food Network people. Like, we just spent so much time watching that. So,
but I'm a foodie. A foodie, but it's like, that shit was so good. Are you guys coming back at all or no?
I don't know.
Can somebody write in?
I don't know.
Come so and make it show. Not just cake. Make it like food too.
Oh my god! Yeah. I feel like, you know what I mean? I think that I remember hearing something though about. Oh, look at that!
Are we getting Hank's? Do you want some? Are we getting?
We are getting Hank's.
We are. Oh yeah!
Are you still ordering food?
That is hilarious.
Yes. I do want Hank's. Mm-hmm.
What is Hank?
That's like a bagel. Do you guys want a bagel?
Toasted.
Welcome to our podcast.
A toasted you poppy want a bagel? Seed bagel.
No, you love a bagel.
With cream cheese and sliced tomato.
I'm telling you,
please.
Here's what I saw. You want a bagel? I was like, okay. Toasted poppy seed
with what? Tomato and cream cheese.
Can I have a bagel?
Yeah, of course.
May I have a plain bagel toasted with cream cheese? This is really nice.
Do you think they have lox?
They do.
They do.
Okay, yeah, I want a lox bagel, and it can be, well, I kind of like one of those cheesy bagels.
Ooh.
Asiago,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my whole life.
Come to the pod more often.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Can I also talk about Nailed It?
Yeah.
I was a guest on it, I guess, judge. Mm-hmm. Once or twice? Just once?
Once.
Maybe just once.
Because that was the episode that I fully produced.
Oh, yes. And just seeing how much Nicole runs the room and the space, and like she's fully improvising so much for hours. Like, because I didn't realize you had to sit there while everyone's making these cakes. And I was like, we don't get to leave it up. And I was like, no, you just sit there and make comments. And she just like is like so sharp, going, going, going. And I was like, this is crazy impressive.
Wow. Did you come up with Wes?
Yes.
Was that, yeah?
Well, technically, no. We needed somebody to bring in the statue. And then they were like, well, they were arguing. And I am on stage for a very long time. So I was like, Wes will do it. Wes will just do it. And then they were like, well, someone has to call for Wes. And I was like, I'll do it. Wes! Wes! So that's truly where it came from. Where I was like, we all have to go home. Really, we have
eventually
to go home.
So sitting there during the cake making, so what was the day? I mean, that's like a 12.
How long is your day?
Yeah.
12 hours. 12, 14 hours.
I mean, okay, so
it's like a normal, yeah. But I think a lot of food shows will shoot two episodes a day. Mm. We only shot one episode a day, but
a long time.
I have another question. Out of all the foods that you've tasted, how many did have to actually get thrown away because it was unsanitarily impossible to eat?
I think we tasted all of them. I don't think.
Yeah.
Really?
I simply don't think we ever threw anything away due to unsanitary conditions.
Blood would be like
you're like,
the
actually,
one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Blood would be the one. Yeah. But I do believe someone cut themselves and they just slipped gloves right on them.
Yeah. I mean, they do do that.
In Worst Cooks in America, they do stuff like that all the time. And that was Anne Burrell's show. And she would eat things that looked horrendous. Like, I could not.
I think you can, like, cook blood out of food. Like, I think heat kills a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does.
I think.
It's amazing.
Still.
But I never got sick or anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
I ate a lot of garbage.
Thank goodness. Was anything ever really yucky? And you were like, ugh.
No. Was everything ever good?
Yes.
Because everything looked yucky as hell.
Well, some of it, I mean, they always had a winner. So that's obviously true. Something did taste good. But I want to know if you ever ate something and you were just like, this is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, this man made cupcakes and instead of sugar put salt in it. And it's very funny that, like, so each contestant had a producer and then a camera operator on them. So it's like two people just watch them do it. And I understand that it's like, don't interrupt the process. But I was like, that's so wild. And then nobody said anything. Like, it's just so funny that they're like, oh boy, we can't wait till they eat that.
Oh no.
It was like really jarring because it didn't crumble. The way you think something made of all salt, it just like held together and you put it in your mouth and I was like, oh no.
That's the main
like,
trick.
Yes. All the moisture was gone. I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't feel good.
Yo, wait, that show is so good.
As Nicole's been talking, I've been trying to remember, babes, help me. Who did we know that ended up on Nailed It?
Mackenzie.
Yes.
Okay.
She told us.
And it was accidental.
It
was like,
was it? I thought she was trying to be
on. No, it was. Her wife wanted to be on it.
That's right.
And then she ended up on it. Yes, it was Mackenzie. Okay.
Mackenzie from Two Dykes.
Yes. I don't remember which episode that was. We did so many in my defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did a lot. Yeah. And you did Christmas episodes and Halloween episodes. And
so cool.
You were my English baking show.
Great British
You were my Great British Bake Off. You really were.
Oh, I
thank you for entertaining me. Oh,
thank you.
Have you ever met Vin Diesel?
Unfortunately, no, but I really, really, really want to.
He's your crush.
I love him.
I've met him.
Why did you?
Wow, way to brag.
Damn.
Just and so simple. I'm going to tell you.
I've met him.
I've met him. And he walked into the office with two huge bottles of champagne and in his Vin Diesel-y voice declared something and then just
family?
Popped those bottles. Yeah.
Family.
Family.
That's literally exactly what he said. Yep. And then he just popped those bottles and it was just like a 12 o'clock on a Wednesday.
I love that. He's living his best fucking life. Yeah, I love really Vin is. Diesel. Yeah.
Do you like him with hair or no hair?
Has he ever had hair?
He has had hair.
He's had hair.
Yeah.
There's like old pictures of him with hair. Yeah.
Like how much?
Like,
enough to tell where he comes from.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yes. Enough to end the questions and queries. But I like him without hair.
Okay. Mm.
Prime Vin Diesel to me is the first Fast and the Furious movie, which was shot like an indie. If you go back and watch it, it is a different movie than what the franchise has become.
Yeah.
But I don't mind what the franchise has become.
And what is it about him?
His aura? His voice.
The voice. That's
his muscles. Mm-hmm. His smile.
Got it. Mm. So he's
hands.
Your type. Like, if you're building a perfect man, it's Vin?
I don't know. I have a whole
spreadsheet?
No. In my notes app, I got a whole stable of men. But these are all men who are 65 and older.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, you gotta have goals. Mm-hmm. You gotta have goals. Mm-hmm. You gotta have different tiers of things.
Yes.
Now, Sashir, I'm gonna listen. This is a ping pong game. This is a ping pong
clearly.
Game.
Clearly.
We're talking about men with muscles. We're
like
talking
Timothy
about.
Shemalabalaba would want it to be.
Mm. He has muscles?
No, ping pong.
Ping pong.
Ah.
You know, Marty.
Oh.
Sashir, let's talk about the man that flashed you on your walk home.
Mm. Well, I don't know where he is in the world, but
right,
you don't. You
have some bald cat
abs on it.
Oh no! He's like
surprise. He's here today.
Did he have muscles?
I don't. I don't. I don't remember. I only skin was his dick and his face. I guess I don't think. I don't. Remember, I don't. I think everything else was covered up. But yeah, I was walking down the street in New York, and I think he asked me for the time, and I looked at my phone and looked back up. Dick was out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like, honestly, looking back, like, pretty calm. Like, thankfully,
yeah,
I was like, oh, no. And he's like, all right. And then, like, we just parted ways and went about our lives.
Was that a question? Actually, you think it was just a question?
Oh, no. No, thank you.
I wonder what would have happened if you went, well, okay.
Right.
Oh, like, all right now.
And he was like,
look at me. It finally worked. I knew it would pay off.
So funny.
Wow, it's dick o'clock. Sashir, I have something that I call dicks in the wild.
Yeah.
And I have this experience where I see dicks in the wild constantly. Not people flashing them at me per se.
Asking a question silently.
No, but more like I'm driving down the street and I look and there's a man like with his dick out. Mm. Or I'm at a red light and I look here and a man is just at my window pushing his dick into my window. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Trying to face plant.
Yeah. You know?
Has it happened recently?
We moved.
Oh, okay. So that might
before we had the podcast.
Yeah, you guys moved. But I really had this streak where it was going so well. And I just was like, every day, no matter where I went, no matter what neighborhood I was in, there was a dick in the wild. And we remember that woman.
Babes, that's what I was gonna say. So
you're gonna talk about
dicks in the wild. Oh, y'all know what vabbing is?
Have you guys ever vabbed?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah.
I've never done it, I know.
You guys, this woman was vabbing in the street. So
she was vabbing.
We witnessed a woman have a full-on relationship with a curb. She was talking to it. They got in a fight. Oh. And then they made up.
And she pulled her pants down. They had full-on makeup sex.
How long were you watching?
The whole time.
Raven.
How do you turn away?
Raven wouldn't drive forward.
She was like,
we're staying. And we're watching her finish.
There's something you have to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She literally had sex with a curb. And I was intrigued. I was in absolute shock. Mm-hmm. And then the thing that was crazy to me is like 2 days later, we're driving back down that way. And there's like a family.
On the curb?
And like, yeah, there's like kids. Yeah,
like, a little girl like being like, my nice curb.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Like, this is why you don't wear shoes in the house. Like, this is, you know.
It's
like
the same. You don't know. Having sex on the street.
Yeah.
I just want to know everybody's dream vacation spot.
Dream vacation spot.
I have Belize on the list, but I don't know why. Like, it's not like I saw something that was like, gotta see this.
I also have Belize on mine. We've talked about it. We don't know what to do there.
I have no idea what to do there. And I think I've tried to look and like, I'm not finding anything that's like,
gotta get there.
Gotta get there. It's like beach and like beautiful, but and I'm sure I would love it.
I think you both would be gorgeous in it. I know this sounds weird, but like sun-kissed, beautiful in the sun. I feel, you know,
the
New
gold
Jersey.
Jewelry.
The gold.
Yeah. And maybe just like... something in my DNA wants to go there. Yeah. Maybe just something is calling. I don't know.
Maybe it's your ancestors.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God. Maybe we'll get, like, Jumanji'd there.
Humanamana.
Wait. What, I'm trying to figure out. What is the verb? Like, are
maybe
we going to find
a... we're going to find a game and get in it.
And that'll take us to Belize? Or will we already be in Belize and we're playing Jumanji?
You know how sometimes you say a sentence and everyone gets to make up...
own interpretation?
Yeah. I like that.
Like, we'll have fun in Belize. Like, an adventure. We'll get Jumanji'd.
I like that.
But didn't they, like, not have fun in Jumanji for a long time?
For a very long time. Listen. Or at least the whole movie.
Until it went back into the game.
Babes, where's your dream vacay?
Dream vacay. Well, I really do want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
And I really want to go to Korea. So I think that I would have to say one of those two places right now.
Okay.
You?
I really want to go to Prague.
Oh.
And I really want to go to Korea.
You bitches can't even spell Prague.
Period. Not at all. P-R-O-G.
A-R-O-G-E. Well, you know what I want to do right now? My dream is to go into that teapot.
Yeah, the teapot!
And pull out our topic. The mighty teapot.
You guys get to fight over who puts their hand in it and pick out one topic.
You can.
Great.
Good fight.
I love that. Yeah,
well, it's far away, and I was like, I'd have to bring it back to...
Yeah, it just makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. What is the topic for today?
Rules.
Rules.
Make them to break them. How do you guys feel about rules?
Love them.
Yeah?
I love rules. I have so many rules. I won't tell you, but I'll let you know when you break them.
Ooh. That's a tactic.
Ooh, that is.
That's a way to go.
But you've also been on a journey to
loosen my rules.
Loosen those rules a bit.
What kind of rules do you have?
Oh, they're honestly arbitrary. Like, that blanket doesn't go there.
Mm.
That blanket goes there. And I have a reason as to why, but now I'm annoyed with you that you didn't put my blanket back where it's supposed to be.
I so relate. Yeah.
Do you have more rules in relationships than you do in like friendships or in like career ships? Or is it equal?
I think it's pretty equal. Like, I had a bunch of friends over, you were there, and Tessa was trying to load the dishwasher, and I was like, you have to stop. You're not doing it right.
She's like, just explain to me. And you're like, I can't.
God, that sounds like OCD.
Maybe. It might be. But it's not.
It's fair. And you're breaking a rule right now. So. Wait, wait,
wait, yes, do not diagnose me. Without a degree. No. The dishwasher thing is just... I work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
So if you load it incorrectly, I'm going to have to run it and then, like, then run it again for other dishes. But if I get it as much as I can in there, I'm going to run it once.
Well, let me see if you can run it. Run it. How about you guys have a conversation about dishwasher loading? Because when I tell you, I stopped. Because there's a way to load a dishwasher.
There is a way.
There is a way.
There is a way. And I'm sure our ways are probably different. But I will tell you, babes, for all of the organization that you have in your life, you lose all of it when it comes to the dishwasher. Because Raven, literally, I watched you the other day. You threw a spoon in there. You threw a spoon. And then the spoon wasn't even, like...
I didn't throw anything.
You, like, threw it like that, kind of a thing. And then it's not on the top shelf part. And then it's not put in. And
you
then
didn't
it's
even
not...
know, you didn't even know the top shelf part had pieces to put in until I showed you that it was.
That may or may not be true. I don't know. But what I'm saying is there's a way to load a dishwasher. And my wife doesn't participate in the ways. Do you think it's controlling or comfort or, like, what are we doing? Because even in just thinking, like, I know the way, there is something rigid about that.
Yes. But if you fill it not to the max and then I have dishes in the sink, now I have you give me more work to do.
Yeah.
If I just load it the right way and I get all of the dishes in, then I don't have dishes on the side to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
It's truly I don't want to do more work.
Yeah. And I want my dishes that are loaded in to come out clean. And there is also a way to load so things get
cleaned. Everything gets cleaned.
You know? Because sometimes...
Sometimes a couple obstruct something and then that doesn't get cleaned.
Or if you put a lid in downside, then it doesn't collect water. But if you put it up, it'll collect water. And then when you go to open your dishwasher, it's filled with dirty water. So when I load things, I load them down, you know? Or if there's like a funnel, I'll load it down. I'll make sure we're not collecting. Lids have to be in certain ways so they don't, again, collect water. That's a thing, guys.
Great rules. Sashir, do you have a
Listen, I fully identify with this.
I know you do.
Because there's a correct way to live.
There is.
And a lot of people don't know it. Like at the airport, if you are not group one or two, if you're not in the first two groups, leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in the gate area. Exactly. You can go.
You guys, oh my God, I was in Toronto the other day and I was about to head back to LA and we had a gate change and I'm group one and everyone was like, I don't know where to go. I don't know. I was like, I get that. And then again, two white men over the age of 50 standing over here in the corner, didn't know what gate, I mean, didn't know what group they were in. Doesn't matter because I'm standing in line third, okay? There was a woman and somebody, another white man, and me. These men, we're about to board, came and crossed me to come up, and I was like, there was a line. And then I looked over. And they just looked at me. I have a rule about following rules. That's my rule. Like, if you can't follow rules correctly, I judge you, period.
So do you follow rules automatically or do you have to understand why? Because for me, I need to understand why I'm doing something in order to do it. I'm not just like, this is the way it is. Okay, yes.
No, I don't need to understand why. If that's the rule, somebody messed it up so many times that y'all had to set a rule.
Oh.
That's me. Like what about you?
I think it depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. If it's like a personal rule, like this is how I run my house, no questions. That's how you run your house. I don't care. Great. I'll follow that rule. If it's, I guess, like a rule that Delta has created, that's the rule. Yeah. I don't think I need to understand the rule. If it's like that's what makes this person happy, I don't need to know the ins and outs of it. If it's something that hurts me or inconveniences me, then I need to know what's going on.
That's fair.
But if it's not, and it's like, there's no sweat off my back to like do this thing that might take me more time or get out of the way, I'll just do that. And also, I'm trying to have more empathy for people. So, like, there might be a reason they don't know the rules or, like, I don't know what's going on with them. But, and I also think I used to be more controlling, and that's not good for my health. So I'm trying to release some of that and be like, as long as the dishes get clean, you know, like, it's okay.
Yeah. I'll wash something in the sink. Too. I'll come over and wash for you, Nicole, if you need it. I'm really good at sink washing, if there was ever...
I'm also very particular about sink washing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, see, I have issues specifically with, like, parking and stuff, right? So if I'm on Larchmont and I'm trying to park and there are no spots,
start there.
In my mind, I'm like, the rule tells me that I can't park in the middle. But I'm saying I can right now because I'm not blocking anyone. There is no ambulance or fire truck trying to park here. But let me tell you, when they come to get their bagels or their coffee, where do they park? They park right in the same place I'm going to park. And they park with even bigger, you know, more, their trucks are bigger than mine.
Are you saying you park in a, like, where a fire hydrant is? Like, where the,
no, on Larchmont, there's this, like, weird median of nothing.
In the middle of the street.
Middle of the street, okay.
Yeah.
But you have to say that there's a large median of nothing.
Yeah, it's a it's a third lane
in the middle.
That's not for parking or driving.
Is it for turning?
No.
It's just separating the left side from the right.
I do think it is to make traffic go slower.
Whoa.
Because it's big, but and I feel like they could make it into two lanes.
Yeah.
Two more lanes, but Larchmont is just one going back and forth with that big median.
I feel like that area is for those big trucks that have to deliver material.
Oh, sometimes they are. Maybe.
Because there's no back way. Behind them are houses.
Yeah.
So that is for loading.
There is a back alley. There is
where houses are on the other side of the street.
Did you get in trouble one time for
this? She never gets in trouble.
No.
Parking is fun.
Parking is
rule you can break.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Unless you have a lot of money on Netflix.
No, you cannot.
Very rarely do I get a ticket that for doing the bad things
Nicole,
I do.
Me too.
I'm always illegal.
If you look at me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I am so confident about parking and whatever, and I will put my car in that middle. And listen, I'm not putting my car in the middle to stay for like an hour and a half. If I have to meet somebody and I'm really... But if I need 15 minutes to like go grab something or I'm picking food up, you best believe I'm parking there because that is a great spot. And it's not taking... Mm-hmm. Again, like I'm not messing up anyone's flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Do you have flashers on or do you just...
No, she doesn't.
It depends.
I'll leave my hazards on if I park somewhere that I'm like, somebody might get mad.
Yeah.
But if the hazards are on, they'll be like, she's just running
in. Exactly. She's just running. 5-minute loading zone. Like, come on. I'll stay. Well, babes, why don't you talk about your parking in handicap spots or having a fake decal? Like, you did that. That's a real rule breaking.
First of all, it wasn't mine. It was my ex's. And
but you didn't give it back.
I did give it back. It got taken away when we went to the Rose Bowl because they found out we weren't handicapped and they took it away immediately.
How did they find out?
There was nobody in the car with handicap.
They watched. What if you have an invisible disability?
Yeah. Well, that just started. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? The mental of that just kind of started.
That's true.
And I've never parked in handicapped spots. And if you're referring to punked, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Oh.
That was not a handicapped spot before they came and made it a handicapped spot.
Why would you park in a...
And I've never parked in the handicapped spot, even though I've been tipped in my whole entire life to.
That was just to mess with you.
Yeah, I am such a rule follower. It's disgusting to her. Like, I really can't because, listen, as a black child, I got hit if I didn't follow the rules. I got educated from a southern black family where it's like you will get in trouble if you do not follow every rule, and that anxiety has lasted me into my 40s. So like if you tell me to line up here and I'm like, well, maybe I don't even use my celebrity to cut lines unless it's at the club, then you can kiss my ass. But like in real I don't even do it at the DMV, and you know how I can every single time I wait in line, they're like,
wait, can you do that at the DMV?
They love her at the DMV.
Those are her people.
Yeah, she's like, watch me shine, and it blows my mind. It's,
watch
I know.
Me shine.
Yes. Period. I take multiple pictures. You should see my license. It's amazing.
Trust me. Wow. Yeah, she gets redos. No joke. It's amazing. And
I shine at the DMV.
I know that
I've only gotten one redo.
She fully embodies it. And she is only at literally, the Demons. Yeah, she's really just funny. Like, she walks differently. She's like, here I come. And, you know, she's just like, registration, let's go. And she just
that's
is
so
up,
funny.
I'm very confident it. At the DMV.
I love that.
Because yeah. I refuse to let it have a bad name anymore.
So
those people have to be there all day.
Agree with you.
Do you know what I mean?
I am extra nice, extra kind. I smile a lot. Yeah. I'm like, what do you need from me?
Yes.
Although last time I went, I was like, I'm trying to like renew my license and it's like being weird. And he was like, oh, your license is suspended. And I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, you're going to pay me. And I was like, I am going to pay.
You gotta be friends.
And then it was fine.
It's yeah, fine. It all they, worked out. They like respect. A lot of people go mm-hmm. into the DMV with a very bad attitude, yeah. and those people have to sit down mm-hmm. at that computer, which is a black and green screen.
Oh.
Like their computers are not always up to date, no yeah. offense. Mm-hmm.
And this is wild how much you know about the DMV.
She got tour.
Truly.
Truly. DMV celebrity. DMV. She's
I will
all about
follow
it.
The rules. I will. And you know what else I follow the rules of? And everybody, tell me if you do. And I'm not gonna judge you if you do this or not. In our world of entertainment, we have something, everyone has it, but we have lunchtime. And in lunchtime, a caterer service comes to our set, and there's a line that you have to line up for in order to get your food. If you're 1 through 5 on the cast list, you can technically skip that line. I never skip the line.
I always assumed that the cat, I've been brought to the front of the line. Like usually mm-hmm. a PA is like, can yep. she step through? And I assume that was so that I can go back to makeup sooner.
It is that.
So, like, keep it more efficient. It so, you're that. Actually holding up production by sitting in line. It's actually not a nice thing that you're doing. You think it's kind, but it's actually inefficient.
Really fucking funny.
That is
I never cut the line. Well, we're going over today.
Ray is still at the back of the line.
Like, we need you to eat, please.
And she's like, I'll wait back here.
Oh my God, Raven's like, I'm not any more famous than anyone
like,
on
care
this
about
line.
That, Raven, need you to hurry
that
up.
Is so funny.
But you're welcome for a longer production.
Oh my God, that's
you know
so
what?
Funny.
You're
that
right
is
so
that is,
you're right.
Funny. That was brilliant. Well done,
yeah,
Sashir.
Yeah, because I was like, there is a reason.
There is a reason. Happening. And also, see, that's why you have to know the reasons. That's why you just don't follow the rules or make up your own rules and think you're being such a good, humble human.
I feel so bad for background, though. Like, I'll cut them.
Yeah.
I will say, they
I'll
are.
I'll cut them, though. I'll cut background, but I won't cut the grip. I don't like it.
That's so funny. I will cut the background, but not. People are so mean to the background actors.
Yeah, background
they're
invisible.
Actors are the
I'll
most. They're the most LA people with a dream.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
I came here and I'm on a set and I want to act. Yeah. And everyone's like, shut up, move over to the sun. I watched an AD moved. Holding I to know. The sun. And I was like, I don't think there was a reason. They were under a tent and they had to move all their chairs to the sun.
It really sucked. Yeah.
But they were so happy in that
oh
sun.
My God.
Yeah. But there's rules for background and they got to follow me.
Yes.
I've been background before.
How was that?
It was like fine. I mean, thankfully my stuff was inside. It was for some cop show in New York. I can't remember. Blue was in the name.
NYPD Blues. Blue Shield.
Oh, my God.
Who knows? It was about cops and it was blue. And, yeah, we're, like, in the background of a club and we get shuffled around. And I don't remember having a terrible time. But it was just, like, long hours yeah. and you're just sitting and waiting for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I have also been, you know, not a background person on set watching people them get screamed at. I'm like, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. You can be nice to them.
Be nice to them. Yeah. It's okay.
Let's treat background like the DMV from now on.
Yes.
Let's give them some
oh,
love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good job, babes.
I'm still going to cut them, though.
And you cut everyone else, too, because they need to get,
yes,
back
get
to
back to
makeup as soon as possible.
So they can start.
I don't want to. I will hold up production. For line rules.
You don't have
oh
to.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
and
so
it's also
funny.
So the opposite of Raven's actual, like, ethos on a set because she's like, we always make time. We always, like, going over on a day is like, yeah, your worst nightmare. But any time you've ever gone over, it's probably your own making because you're in a line.
Because that's you're like insane. Everyone else, have the tri-tip first.
Exactly. Just everybody should eat.
Oh, my gosh. That's anyway. So funny. Do any of you remember weird rules in your house growing up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes. If the upstairs wasn't clean, I'd get in trouble, even if it wasn't my dirt.
That was the rule.
Yeah,
the upstairs is dirty. It's Raven's fault.
Yeah, because I was in charge of making sure the upstairs was clean. No matter
who was
what.
In charge of downstairs,
me as well.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Well, all right.
But I wouldn't get in too much trouble because it was just me and my brother upstairs. And there was more movement, but the kitchen. Got it. I love it. Anyway,
I kind of had. There was one time where I don't know how old I was, but maybe 7 or something. But I wanted to move past like mommy and papa. My dad likes the name papa. And I wanted to, all my friends were calling them, their parents, like, mom, dad. It just felt cooler, like, more adult. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. So I, like, walked into my parents' room, and I was like, hey, mom, hey, dad. And they ignored me. They were like, that is not our names. And I was like, mommy!
That's right. The rule very
of,
funny.
First of all, the rule of just not calling your parents by their first name.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even get close to that.
I didn't know my mom had a first name until I was like 7.
Yeah.
Really?
Second show. I was like, oh, your name, you have a name? It was crazy, you know what I mean?
My dad used to say when we'd go out to play, so first before we could go out and play, we had to do math problems that he made up. And they weren't easy. He was an engineer at AT&T. Like, math was his game. Mm-hmm. But we had to do math before going outside. And then he'd always go, don't go to anybody's house. And I was like, but that's the whole point of playing. And I'd be so confused. And then right before he died, I was like, why did you never want us to go to anybody's house? And he said, oh, I just wanted you to come home and tell me where you were going. And I was like, well, that's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
It's not it. Yeah. It's not it.
Yeah.
We broke that rule all the time. Because I was like, what am I supposed to ride past Katie's house and not go hang out?
Yeah.
Come outside, Katie.
Katie, come out. I can't go to your house.
Hang out in the driveway.
Babes, what about you? Any weird young rules you had?
This is hard for me. I feel like we had a lot of rules, but I broke all of them. None of them were rules that I felt like I actually had to follow.
Like that median.
Right. Yeah. It was like things like my mom would be like, when I'm on the phone, don't listen. And I would always listen. Like, I would always go pick up the phone in the other room and just listen.
That's extra nosy. I thought you were just, like, in the next room.
That's really,
but you picked up the fucking phone just breathing heavy.
I would always listen to her phone calls.
I told you were nosy.
That's really funny.
Did that
rule come to be after she found out you were listening? Or was this a preemptive rule?
I think it was after she must have found out, because then it became a rule. But I was like, no. So then I just would like hold my fingers over, or I started holding like this so she couldn't hear me breathing.
But why did you want to listen?
Yeah, why did you want to know so bad?
It was so interesting to
nosy.
Me. But it was so interesting to me. And I think that I don't know. I was nosy, but I would get the tea and I liked it.
She's like talking with her friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or sometimes with my dad, or sometimes, you know, things like that.
But she is also the one that she said, when she was younger, she would be sitting at the dinner table with her mom and her mom's friends in the conversation, and she's like 7 while all the other kids are playing.
Yeah.
So you were like, I need to know what we're going to be talking about at dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
So how is your divorce going?
That was me. But I think, honestly, all of that was anxiety. Like, we can laugh about it, and I can laugh about it, but it was me being so nervous about not understanding what was happening that I think
interesting.
That I had to, like, hear it for myself. And I can see how that has evolved with me, but now that I look back at it, I was like, oh, I wasn't being nosy because I just was like, oh, so-and-so is cheating with so-and-so. It was like, I'm afraid I have to have the information so I can understand how to compartmentalize everything and then like act accordingly.
That makes sense.
But that was a rule. We had rules about like placement of things. Your backpack couldn't stay by the front door. We didn't have a no shoes in the house rule, though, which I know is now
a big
rule. That's
really wild. Yeah. I simply don't understand stomping around your home wearing shoes.
You know, there's a lot of white people that have been watching that will wear their shoes in their bed.
What?
Not in their bed, but they'll like jump on their bed with their shoes.
That's the same thing to me.
It's disgusting.
I don't even wear outside clothes on my bed. I'll wear it on my couch. I just can't be that. mm-hmm. you know, that hard on that rule. But like in my bed, bed's clean time.
Yeah.
When I was little, a rule I did not understand was why I could not have whatever I wanted from a store without paying. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have carried that to never.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
It's
a very good one. Yeah. I like that
one. I got in trouble so much for stealing.
Really?
Yes. The first thing I ever stole was chapstick, and I made my sister steal one too because I was like, something in me knew that like you can't work alone.
Yeah,
I need an accomplice. And I remember so clearly sitting in the back of the minivan, and I went, and my mother was like, "Where did you get that from?" And I was like, "The pharmacy." She was like, "When?" And I was like, "When you were paying." And she was like, "So you didn't pay for it?" And I was like, "No, I wanted it." So then we had to go back to the pharmacy, and I had to apologize. Ugh.
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Yeah.
But they didn't stop there for you.
No.
You just continued.
I won't stop stealing.
To this day.
Yeah. When I go to Gelson's, I get a Voss, one of those expensive waters. That's my Gelson's treat. I'm not paying for it. You good want for $6 you. For a bottle of water? That Knock part. It off.
It's
grow
a natural
up.
Resource.
Yes.
Be great.
Yeah. It should be free, and I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to reuse that glass bottle.
As you should. If there's
Be careful, Nicole. We're going to have like free Nicole shirts pretty soon if you keep that up in.
Because she's going to prison?
Well,
you can't. So you don't believe in me?
I do believe in you.
I'm really getting really good at it. I'm so good at stealing.
I believe you. I believe in you. Yeah.
I want to talk about rules that are society puts on us and which ones you would like to break.
I don't know if this falls under the umbrella of like a societal rule, but I would like there to be some sort of regulations on how people can comment on social media.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Maybe a voting system, because I don't want comments to end. Some people are hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these, maybe the more upvotes you get, the more you can comment. But if you say anything racist, sexist, like homophobic, like any of that, you automatically, you lose your right to comment.
I do think there should be rules. Like, nobody should be subjected to anything homophobic or racist or xenophobic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why is that allowed to be commented?
Freedom of speech.
I understand that.
So let's change that.
But also, it's like hate speech is bad, or like, isn't that illegal? Like, not illegal, but like, there's.
If hate speech leads to something bad, then it's bad.
Yeah. But it does. Comments do lead to bad things.
Very true.
Bullying, like, people.
How do we get to Mark?
Mark don't care.
He's on
Mark
because Mark is underneath the big
Mark.
Red. Yeah, I mean, so you gotta get the big red first.
I think there's. I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that. There's a rule in my neighborhood that if you drive past this certain park 2 times in 16 hours, you're considered a cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And does, like sex stuff happen in that park?
Well, dog sex, but that's about it.
Okay,
but I don't.
How are they making sure that you're not coming back every 16 hours?
That part.
That, but also, what if you live there? Because that's the thing, too. Like, there are people who, I'm going to Gelson's. I'm coming back. I'm going back out. I'm going to my job. I'm going to a party. Oh, I stayed out really late. I'm driving home. What?
That's weird.
It's weird.
That's stupid rule.
I think that they're... Listen, you know what else? In that same vein... I don't even know if you guys were in LA at this time, but you could drive slowly on Sunset Boulevard on a Friday and play your music really loud and cruise. They've taken away cruising.
Oh.
And that was like, that's what Freaknik was about.
Yeah, it's black people were doing it. So now everyone gets to suffer and nobody gets to have fun.
And to me, that's better. No one's drinking while we're cruising. All we're doing is playing music. Mm-hmm. And then we actually were safer.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going to a club, you know what I mean? Nobody was shooting people up in a cruising situation unless you were in Chicago. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it wasn't going down. I wish that they would bring back cruising. That was fun. But not in the parks for weird reasons.
I just feel like you can't drive past here 2 times in 16 hours. Like, that's crazy. And who's enforcing it? Because I've never seen a single person there enforcing
Karen.
It.
It's Karen.
Karen's
watching. It's probably a fake man-made sign, woman-made sign. Do you guys feel like men and women have different rules?
Yes.
Go on.
I think women's rules make sense, and I think men just live in a lawless land where they're like, oh, well, no, I don't like it. We better make a rule about it.
Stupid humans. But do you feel like society puts more rules on women?
Definitely.
Yes.
And then men get passes.
Men get a lot of passes. Just think about, like, growing up. If, like, if a little boy pulls a little girl's hair, the rule is, uh-oh, he's got a crush on her, as opposed to, hey, don't fucking pull her hair.
Yeah.
Or girls not being able to show their shoulders in class because it might rile up the boys.
Yes.
Or, like, wear their short skirts. It's like, well, just tell them to keep it in their pants.
Yes.
Like, why does a girl have to cover up completely?
And I've never seen a knee and been like, ugh.
Well, I have.
Really? A knee? A nice,
she loves my knees.
Oh.
She married me for my knees.
I will lick a knee.
You'll lick a knee?
Oh, I'll lick the back of it, too.
Oh, see, I can understand the back of a knee because the skin is very soft and thin there.
Yeah.
But the front of a knee?
I'll lick that.
With the lines?
With the lines. It's like here, this part of the arm. The reverse side of the weenus.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in other countries, there's like, you know, in public spaces, men and women can be topless, and it's, like, less sexualized. It's less, like, sensationalized, and then it becomes, like, I guess, less of a thing to be excited about.
It's not taboo anymore.
It's not taboo anymore, yeah. And if you, like, desensitize it, it's, like, maybe less of a chance of violence.
That's what that's what I want to hear. That's true, because, like, when you go to Europe, you do have those nude beaches, and no one's over here being like, it's not happening. But in America, we over-sexualize even our young people in such a disgusting
and
way.
And we think about how we fetishize the young schoolgirl. I mean, that is a thing.
It's weird that it is a sexual trope. Yeah. Like, it's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. And there was a private high school in Hancock Park where I grew up called Marlboro. And those girls it's an all-girls school, they would sometimes have lunch on Larchmont, which was close by, and they would always kind of be gawked over because a lot of these girls were wearing their short skirts and their polo shirts, and they were short, and it pulled eyes. There's no way around it, especially some of these girls who are volleyball players and, you know, that whole thing. Even volleyball players, that outfit, their tight little biker shorts, it creates this whole thing. But
And it's even worse, like, even we have to, it's close too, but even with the Olympics, there was a swimming group that wanted to wear boy shorts that got disqualified because they didn't wear the underwear version.
It's like, it doesn't actually matter.
It doesn't matter. I just want to pause here and say, I love you too. Is there anything that you would like to promote while you have at least 1,000 people watching?
Yeah.
We have, say it together, we have a podcast called Best Friends. It comes out on Wednesdays every week. Yum.
That was great.
Everyone at home, you loved that. You know you loved that. That's amazing.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Shashira and Nicole, for being
here. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Let's toast.
Toast.
Ting, ting, ting.
Ting, 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 ting. Today on the podcast, we are toasting to scientists in Japan.
Ooh.
You can go visit them.
Yeah.
Researchers in Japan have developed a plastic that dissolves in seawater within hours, offering up a potential solution that could reduce the polluting of oceans and harming of wildlife.
I love that, but one of my favorite new social media stims is everybody drinking liquid out of a glass and saying saving the ocean because I'm not using plastic, but then eating a full plate of sushi. So I'm really, really happy
that's Japan hilarious.
Decided to find plastic that melts.
Or ignoring that their glass bottle probably has a plastic cap or at least a plastic lining in it.
So good.
Yeah, people are great.
Well done, Japan.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. I think that we should be the new creators of all rules. You and me, specifically.
Yes.
Nicole. Yeah.
Dishes. Anyway. Let
parking.
Me steal.
There we go.
Want.
Love it.
We'll do the
freedom.
The uniforms and the DMV rules.
Great. Okay.
Love it. Thank you guys so much for watching Tea Time with Raven and Miranda. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear me and her do the ending, as we always do, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment down below what rules in society you would like to change. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.